This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The City of Eau Claire is seeking community members to serve on the Comprehensive Plan Advisory Committee as it prepares for a significant update. City officials say they'll begin the process of updating their comprehensive plan this summer, covering things like zoning codes, transportation services, utilities, and recreation facilities. The city's current comprehensive plan was adopted in 2015 and has been updated twice since. The comprehensive plan is meant to guide policy decisions for the next 20 years, and state regulations require it to be updated at least every 10 years. City officials say the Comprehensive Plan Advisory Committee will be made up of two city council members, two plan commissioners, and nearly a dozen community members. They anticipate the committee will hold 10 meetings from this August to the fall of 2027. Interested community members must submit their application by June 14th, and the committee will be officially established on July 14th. More information on the Comprehensive Plan Advisory Committee and the application are available on the City of Eau Claire website. The Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin visited Eau Claire last week, discussing some of the challenges facing transportation development in the state. During a roundtable discussion, organization officials highlighted the increasing cost of labor and construction materials like asphalt as limiting their ability to undertake large infrastructure improvement projects. They also say those rising costs make it even more important to make those investments in infrastructure that will last for decades now, rather than contending with even higher costs in the future. The Wisconsin State Patrol is warning residents that it will be conducting aerial enforcement operations in multiple counties across the state this week. According to a press release, the State Patrol's Air Support Unit will cover I-94 in Eau Claire County on Thursday. Law enforcement authorities will monitor the highway from the air, relaying traffic violations to units on the ground to conduct stops. State Patrol officials say their main goal is public safety, so they're warning residents about the aerial patrols in advance, hoping to encourage them to drive more carefully. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A large majority of Wisconsin voters say lawmakers should have approved a $1.8 billion tax and spending plan, even though it failed at the Capitol. A new Marquette poll shows 80% supported the package, which included school funding, tax relief, and rebates. Opponents, including some Republicans and all Senate Democrats, warned it could lead to a nearly $3 billion deficit in the next state budget. However, Democrat Missy Hughes, who's running for governor, said that projected deficit is based on no growth. Still, most people surveyed said it was better to pass the plan now rather than wait. The issue could play a role in upcoming elections, though many voters say it's not their top concern. More electric vehicle charging options could soon be coming to Wisconsin as the state opens a new round of funding to expand its network. The Department of Transportation is now taking applications to build chargers along busy state and U.S. highways. Officials say more than 40,000 EVs are already registered in Wisconsin, and demand is growing. About $40 million are still available, with funding covering most of the cost for selected projects. The goal is to make charging easier for drivers while bringing more traffic to local businesses. A Verona beer maker is giving beer lovers a taste of Wisconsin history. Wisconsin Brewing Company spent Saturday brewing a batch of Schlitz, a decision made following Pabst's announcement it would end production of the brand after 177 years of existence. The Verona Brewery said pre-orders were also made available Saturday, and because demand was so high, they may consider finding ways to make a second batch. Schlitz was once America's largest brewer after being founded in 1849 and was bought by Pabst in 1999. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The crew go for the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers trying to make it a three-game sweep today when they host the Cardinals. Milwaukee winning again last night, 6-0. Another good showing from lefty Kyle Harrison. Closer Abner Uribe flashed an obscene gesture at the Cardinals bench after he claimed one of their players yelled some obscenities. Manager Pat Murphy on what he said to Uribe.
Yeah, it's just unacceptable. I don't know what got over him. I mean, he's been an emotional guy, but that kind of thing, that's just not how we do things, and I was embarrassed by it. And, you know, why are we doing it? It's a 6-0 game. I love the kid. He's been so great for us in so many ways, but that's unacceptable.
NFL Packers running back Josh Jacobs, under arrest, facing 5 charges for domestic abuse. Jacobs plays a key role on the offense, scoring 13 touchdowns, rushed for over 900 yards last season. Backup running back Emmanuel Wilson, now with the Seattle Seahawks, after signing in free agency. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Chippewa Valley
Weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Plenty of sunshine today and very warm. Just a remote chance of a late day shower or storm. Highs near 90. For tonight, mostly clear skies, lows in the mid-50s. Increasing sunshine Thursday, a high of 83. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.